Section 27 is intervening as a friend of the court in a really interesting court case that is being brought by the ACDP, the African Christian Democratic Party, first the Minister of Health, to have a look at whether or not children should be given COVID-19 vaccines. So the ACDP, together with the recently formed organizations Free the Children, Save the Nation, and the Caring Healthcare Workers Coalition and COVID Care Alliance, are seeking an urgent interdict halting the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines for adolescents between the ages of 12 and 17. Let's speak now to Dr. Farinaz Viriava, who's the head of the Education Rights Program at Section 27. Dr. Viriava, thank you for your time today. You're now intervening as an amicus curiae, a friend of the court in this matter. What is your argument on your papers about why this court case should not be successful?
Well, as you said in your opening, Mandy, they are trying to suspend the rollout of the vaccine program in the 12 to 17 age category. So their basic argument is that it's not in the best interest of children to get the vaccine, and that basically children are being used as human shields to protect the adults. So a lot of the basic actual medical science on this has, they bring in a few doctors that have been discredited, and the Department of Health has very eloquently refuted a lot of the medical claims by showing that children are actually getting sick, and at least 4.7% of children were hospitalized under the Delta variant, and as we know, we have an even more virulent variant spreading rapidly now. Mm. So a lot of the medical science has been very adequately refuted. The substance of our intervention is that apart from the physical health benefits, that there are many other benefits to giving to rolling out the vaccine to children in this category. Basically, it's to just get these kids to start living a normal life. Mm. So we know that under the pandemic, there have been, because of rotational learning and closures, there have been up to 70% and even more in some areas, learning losses. And, you know, we know we've got expert evidence to say this, and there's a whole lot of research out there now to say this is not just going to affect learners in the academic year, but the losses that they have lost. And if this continues, it's going to affect them for a lifetime in terms of what opportunities they get.
Right.
And as we know, this affects the poorest schools, the majority of children, not the children that go to the kind of schools my kids are likely to go to.
So
that's the one thing.
Mm.
The other thing we are saying, and there again we have expert evidence from people like Dr. Shoda Umar from the Teddy Bear Clinic, which says that they are seeing such an increase in mental health concerns. So things like, for example, we know that more kids are being abused while they're at home. We know that there's an increase in teenage pregnancies. But at the same time, there's heightened anxiety from kids just being at home, not being able to do the normal things that kids would ordinarily do in a non-pandemic environment. So all in all, our submission focuses on the fact that this will be children being vaccinated, given that the risks are so low, will be much more in their best interest because it will protect their rights to health, their rights to education, their rights to nutrition. You know, we brought a case last year for the continuation of the NSNP, the National School Nutrition Program. And while we've made sure that it continues, when kids are on rotational learning, fewer kids are getting fed than if they would be at school every day. And we know that more kids are also hungry under the pandemic.
Right.
So there's all these other benefits that we think could be accrued if more children were vaccinated.
Dr. Farinaz Viriava, thank you so much for your time, the head of the Education Rights Program at Section 27. So they are intervening in this court case being brought by the ACDP, challenging the fact that vaccines are being rolled out to 12 to 17-year-olds. And those are the reasons why Section 27 says they must continue to be rolled out.